somebody say
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KAYT.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Once again, hey, it's that time of the week, it's that hour for me. Well, I think it's the most exciting hour of the whole week for me. Gives me this awesome opportunity to come and share with you all the kingdom ministry of God. I always say this, and I say this because it's in my heart. The Bible says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And it's a tremendous honor to serve such distinguished people like you all, such kings and queens, such mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. A glorious church, a victorious church, a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And let me tell you something, man, that's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I promise you, you know, he's building that church. And he's building that church exactly, man, the way it's designed to be built. And he's doing it, you know, not by power nor by might, not by our works, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Is he doing the work? We said it in a few broadcasts last, you know, our Father is the source of everything. Jesus Christ is the material, the resources, all the material that God needs to accomplish anything that he wants. Holy Spirit is the master contractor. He the one that doeth the work. He the one that take the material, Jesus, the word of God, that comes from the source, our Father, which art in heaven, where our resources are, in heavenly places. And he take and he create that in our lives. That's what the scripture meant when it said, let us make man in our image. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen, the Holy Spirit is the one who's at work in the earth today. And you need to be aware of him just as much aware of him and his role in the scene as you are of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He the one put the icing on the cake. He the one that finished the product. He the one that bring into manifestation the glory of God. You know what the top glory of God is? When, boy, I'm talking about the word of God is being manifested in our lives. I'm going to say that again. When the word of God is not just in our hearts and our minds and knowledge and sense knowledge and even revelation knowledge, but when it's manifested, when we become, man, you know, the living word, you know, and instead of, you know, showing the people the Christians of the Christ, we show them, boy, the Christ of the Christians. Perhaps that's why other religions can compete with Christianity or true Christianity. Because we try to show them the Christians of the Christ instead of showing the world the Christ of the Christians. The Bible says, behold, I show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages and ages, but now it's being manifested. What's that mystery, Arthur? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Say that again. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The anointed one and everything that he's anointed with, man, you know. Hallelujah. Been manifested in our lives. Not just, you know, in our life, being manifested in our lives. With good works. What kind of good works, man? Works that destroy the works of the devil. What's the work of the devil? Keep you from the knowledge of the truth. Keep you from finding out who you really are. It couldn't stop you from being saved, but it tried to stop you, man, from finding out all about all your benefits that you have. You know, most of us, if you're not careful, we just operate in liability. We just have liability insurance. You know, you're saved and you're protected from, you got fire insurance. You're protected from the fire. You ain't going to hell. But you don't know about that full coverage. That full coverage is available too. And listen, the same man, the same one who paid for the liability paid for the full coverage too. You don't even have to pay for it. It's already paid. So why just accept the fire insurance and the liability when full coverage is available? Full coverage.
Yeah, Lord.
The fire insurance or liability protect, you know, the other person's interest. You know, if you just got liability on your vehicle and you get an accident, man, it'll fix the other person, but your vehicle be lost. But if you got full coverage, well, it'll fix yours too. It'll fix everything wrong with yours too. That's what God wants us to have, man, not just liability, but full coverage. So that, man, we can go on to receive the end of our salvation, which is the salvation of our souls. Listen, we saved. We are being saved, and we shall be saved. You're already saved. Like I said, you already got liability. We are being saved. Well, we're adding full coverage on to it, if I can say it in that way. Well, man, I'm talking about, man, you know, total insurance, covered in every area, covered. Covered in, not just from going to a devil's hell, but covered in every area of life. Covered. Full coverage. Well, that's what's available to us, you know. But you know what that said? That's in the kingdom of God. That ain't in the world. That ain't in our religious rituals or ceremonies or sacrifices or even our Christian programs, our Christian services. All of that's a part of it, and all those things are warranted and things that we need to operate in. But I'm talking about what I'm talking about, that man. That's in the kingdom of God. Full coverage. See, out here operating in our priesthood, you just got liability. But over in the kingdom, when you put your crown on, you got full coverage. The Bible said it this way, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, he's my refuge, he's my fortress, he's my God. In him I put all my trust. That's a secret place. Oh, Lord. Boy, I tell you, sometimes I get overwhelmed when I think of his goodness and when his word get the flowing through me and all the different things, you know, that go across my mind as the Spirit of the Lord just minister to us through this broadcast. Well, I'm going to say this right here. Boy, our eyes have not seen and our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts. Boy, who we really are and what we really have and what we really can do. in reality, in the natural, you know, it just the way it's seen in the natural, hey, we living far below our rights and privileges as children of the Most High God. Far below it. We living like mere men and mere women, man, all the time, man. We the sons and daughters of the Most High God. The Bible says, yet we dying like mere men and mere women. And all the time, boy, I'm talking about we created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. We created just like him. You just like him. I don't care if you ain't never heard that. You people don't preach that to you and everything else. I told you I just kind of to share with you the kingdom ministry of God. The kingdom ministry of God is a little bit different. It's God's original man plan and purpose for your life. It's not God's permissive will. It's God's perfect will for your life. And boy, that's what God had going on in the garden in the beginning when he was talking with Adam and Eve in the garden, man. Unbroken fellowship. He wasn't talking with them, man, then the way he started talking to mankind after, man, they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When God started talking to them after they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he started dealing with mankind according to his permissive will. Over in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis 1 and 2, he was talking to them about his perfect will. That's what kingdom ministry of God bring to you. God's perfect will for your life. Healing is a provision. God's perfect will for your life, that sickness and disease don't even come near your dwelling place. That's a perfect will. His permissive will is that I'm the Lord thy God and I heal thee. You know, lay hands on the sick and they shall be and they shall recover. Hey, you know, his perfect will is that you don't never get sick. And let me tell you something, boy. Everything that he's doing, everything that God is doing, man, in your Bible, man, from Genesis chapter 3 all the way through the end of that Bible, man, is to get you back into his perfect will for your life. Even, man, when he was operating with mankind according to his permissive will. A lot of things he had to permit to happen. It wasn't what he wanted to happen, but he can't violate his word. He already said some things in his perfect will, and he can't violate that. You know what he said in his perfect will for your life? In his perfect will for your life, know what he said? Let them, who, you and I and all mankind, have dominion over all the earth, over everything in their lives on the earth. Let them. Say that again. He said, this is perfect will. Let them be the rulers in the earth. In every area of their life, in every circumstance, situation, and simple man that approaches their life, that come into their life, let them have dominion over it. Let them have rulership, kingship. Let them have authority. Let them reign in life. That's your kingship. Let them rule. Let them reign. That's what a king is. That's what a queen is. A ruler. One just in a female body, one in a male body. But it's simply a ruler. Let them rule in life. That's his perfect will for your life. Let them. Listen, he excluded himself out of there. So a lot of things that he had to permit to happen, man, you know, is because, man, he gave us dominion in the earth. So he can't come in and start usurping authority and dominion in the earth over us, man, you know. If he did that, he'd be violating his word. That's what prayer is. Prayer is giving God legal right and the legal permission to interfere in the affairs of our lives here on earth. I'm going to say that again. When you return God, God got to watch over his word. And when you return God's word to him, he got to watch over that to perform it. So when you pray, man, you're giving God, man, legal right and legal permission to come in and interfere in the affairs of our lives here on earth. Otherwise, he can't. Why? Because he gave us dominion. He gave us authority.